This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 175 for Tuesday, December 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Tuesday morning, backing away from overnight gains in choppy trade. The nearby January contract still up $1.10 at $860.10 per ton. March, though, it's down $2 at $848. Early gains in Chicago soybeans and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar this morning contributed to some buying interest in canola. The European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also firmer. However, soy oil dipped lower, and that's putting some pressure on values. Chart-based positioning was a feature in canola, with the market holding in a narrow range. While crush margins remain historically wide, they have deteriorated sharply in recent days, and that was putting some pressure on canola. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat is mostly lower. Solid export demand contributed to the gains in beans, with the January contract up 26 cents at $14.64 per bushel. Soy meal hit fresh contract highs overnight, pulling beans up as well, but soy oil a bit softer. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 264,000 tons of soybeans to China, plus an additional 240,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Easing COVID restrictions in China were also supportive, as the relaxing policies could set the stage for more demand going forward. Forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in Argentina were another bullish influence. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released Friday, and some pre-report positioning is expected over the next few days. Corn, meanwhile, it is higher, but lagging beans to the upside, lacking any fresh export news of its own. The March contract up 2 cents at $6.42 per bushel. Rising production estimates out of Brazil were a bit bearish, but just as in beans, the hot and dry weather in Argentina provided support. Wheat, meanwhile, is mostly lower in all three markets. Minneapolis down a penny in the March contract at $9.75 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in March at $8.34 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the March contract at $7.37 per bushel. General expectations ahead of Friday's report are for a small increase in U.S. wheat ending stocks. World estimates will also be followed closely. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.